are becoming the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. Oh, yes, of His Christ.
Talk about bulletin.
The introductory remarks. The program here.
Yeah, one of us is no Munune Ekawajan CGI.
I thought we were going to have a revival service.
Elekawana Kanyami.
But apparently, all the program is inclusive.
So, when I cannot try, no, it's him.
And so, I'm great. I'm personally, I was yesterday extremely surprised, pleasantly surprised, wonderfully surprised, extraordinarily surprised. And I think we need to give God the glory.
And
He made me realize that we are not on a simple mission. And this morning, He gave me a different direction what to do. So we are going to do some. A little, we're going to deviate a bit. Our gathering here is a seminar on the Kruma Redemption Mission. And with the theme, One God, One Tribe, One People. Originally, I took the seminar to be an opportunity to teach on how to win towns, cities, tribes,
nations.
Because this is the way God led us. To bring
them. I
can say positively that the nation is what it is today because the church has exercised the authority and power of redemption to bring the nation to where it
is.
We shall tell the whole story to the whole nation. So that the nation, the politicians, our fathers in the church, and unbelievers, our Muslim friends, and all shall know that the state of peace and tranquility that Ghana is didn't come by chance. It's not political decision. No. And it's not human being that worked it. It's God that did it.
No, I'm a day, be put to me, I'm a day, I'm a politician, can you me chopper? Can I tell me, John, I'm a Ghana, Chapia de Sagonepe, say, Mount Chat Nechuini.
It is God that has chosen Ghana.
Mount is like Ghana.
And the concept of God choosing Ghana was long before, but it was brought to the Apostolic Church in
1933.
And this was given to the church at the time. And I cannot tell why it was not taken up, but certainly it was taken up to some degree. But in 1975, the Lord brought the concept of the redemption of Ghana to me.
In 1975,
Ghana was constituted as a Christian nation.
Ghana appeared like a Christopher.
So the foundation of Ghana as a nation was Christian.
Ghana. No, a G Christopher.
And we know what happened in the Nkrumah era.
Now, while any younger Nkrumah be on,
and the fall of Nkrumah was the beginning of the war.
Now, when Nkrumah is no senior, you have been on there, you have been chopping against
it. Today, Ghana has gone back to what I call pre-Nkrumah days.
From 1960,
University of Ghana.
University of Ghana, Lagos.
And I wasn't in the least a Christian. I wasn't in the least a Christian. I was giving a Christian background. I have a Presbyterian background, and I'm still Presbyterian at heart. But I'm praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But the time I went to university at the age of 29, I wasn't a Christian again. But I love the hymns. And even to some extent, my professors thought my Christian background was a hindrance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Ghana has been redeemed.
Lord, I call Ghana.
I can say positively that Ghana is redeemed.
My mother, no qualimica, Ghana, I call it.
And I can say that Ghana will never return to the 1966, from 1961 to what it was up to year 2005 or 2000. We will never go back again. Never. Okay.
Ghana be a sick palaka, yaka, genetic, the work about 2000, Nina, blame you. Ghana be a sick palaka, Miami, who
the fall of Ghana in Nkrumah's time started in, I think, 1st July 1960.
Okay, Bene Ghana, Mano Singer, Nkrumah Biomio. No, give 1st July 1960 on me, no, no, Barney.
I'm telling you a bit of history. I don't know why the Spirit of the Lord is making me, but I want you to get the background. Okay. You come to the subject for discussion very soon.
Okay, I don't know, no, go, 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 Ghana here.
In Kuma, when the Republican Constitution, that is the first Republic, came.
Never, no, no, you, hello, no, you, no, Iba.
You know, we broke away from the British. So we want a Republican Constitution. We have rejected the monarchy. So the Queen of England was no more the Queen and Head of State of Ghana. We were then free. We became free as a Republican state, which has rejected monarchy. No kingdom, no king. So our nation, which was conceived as a Christian nation, had gone back to idolatry, to typical African system. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Lawa ma ne atolasi ka Christopher ma ekpalese ke ho wajami emiya.
The Gold Coast, which was popular and became the first to win independence and was becoming an example for the rest of colonial countries, had reverted
and retired.
And we had accepted, we have gone back to typical African life and African situation.
Nkrumah
was talking about African personality
and
our culture and all that and all that and all that. So the wars of Africa came on our country again. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we have to fight.
This
is where the church comes in. We'll come back to it. Hallelujah. Yesterday,
amen,
we learned that.
Deliverance
comes from where?
For me, Jesus.
And I'm saying that if the church in Ghana had not stood,
we
would have continued in that story. But today, it is no more. All is over.
Let you ever be.
You didn't want to clap for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This morning, the Lord was telling me what I'm coming to share with you today. He has changed my course. And he said, you are not speaking to Kroma, you are not speaking to Ghana, you are not speaking to Africa, but you are speaking to the whole world.
And I'll
explain very soon. But Ghana has been redeemed.
Say Ghana akpole.
And we were redeemed
ne akpowo
by the word of God.
Ye mamu nyonya.
By the power of Jesus.
Ke Kristo ewa mi onya.
We are redeemed by the Almighty God's eternal intention to save mankind.
Ne akpowo nge mau agbo ni chancha eyinto ne ke makpo de sanu.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I get excited when I get into these realms. But I want to thank God for you and me that today we are seeing history being made. We may not understand the significance, but sooner or later we'll come to understand it.
Kroma
has been redeemed. Kroma
is an akpole.
Ghana has been redeemed.
Ghana male akpole momo.
And Kroma has been redeemed.
Now Kroma was an akpole.
And we are zeroing in Kroma as a model.
Now what can Kroma get me die? Can no hear no?
Of a tribe.
Now we cook my quati.
Ghana has been redeemed as a nation.
Now, ma me chupa quati o wa je Ghana na akpole.
As a nation.
Kama.
But within Ghana, there are many tribes.
And
the tribes also have their goals and their systems. And we have our cultural practices. And these cultures and systems and belief systems and practices need to be redeemed by the light of God. So we need, the church need to confront the reality on the ground with the word of God and the reality of Jesus Christ. We are saying that it is not just a question of getting somebody to come to the church and go to heaven, but the whole of the people. The life, the patterns, the thinking, the culture, the practices, the belief system need to be redeemed and changed to reflect the will of God, that thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
So the church should not be an oasis.
That just we gather the people like I call it the missionary days, Salem.
The
missionaries came and they sent the people, they set a different city, a town outside. And the people leave their own people and go to live where? At Salem. And they have nothing to do with the people. So there's a difference between the Salem citizen who is a Christian and the non-Salem citizen who is not a Christian.
Because
they have to live like the Christians or European Christians
live.
So they follow the white man. But the church is not a white man's religion. Christ is not for a white man. Christ is for all the people. Particularly the Gentile race. Because when you look at Luke chapter 1, the prophecy of
Zachariah,
and you go on further, you see that John the Baptist, Zachariah prophesied, John, the coming of Jesus shall be for the Gentiles. Isaiah also said in Isaiah 42 that Christ whole of society and redeem the whole of society, including creation, including the rivers and the trees and the mountains and everything. Everything must be faced with Jesus Christ.
Like Christ, become a kubikonya. No chuanoko, it's an egg blame mom. Enye, no chuanoko, me, no chuanoko, nenge, Christo dilemma.
So when you are walking through the street of Asasawa, you don't close your mind.
Yesterday
I had a little problem at home. This morning I'm having a same problem. I'll give you an example.
There's
a famous armed robber in Accra. They call him Atai.
And Ayi.
And he said he has carried over 50 armed robberies. And he has killed many people. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm deviating, but he killed many people. And yesterday I saw his picture in the graphic.
With
a mark, blood oozing from here. There's a mark on it. Which means when the police got him, they really did it to him. So you can see that a big new fresh cut and the blood is oozing. His eyes are red. In fact, the police must have done a good job onto Atai. And I felt very sorry for the man. And I was protesting.
Can anybody hear me now?
My staff and everybody was against me.
This man has killed.
My dear sister told me this morning that the man, they shouldn't even take him to court. They should kill him now. You are speaking like a human being. But I want to speak as a child of God. As a Christian. As a servant of Jesus Christ. Atai too is a valuable person. And his soul is important. The Mary told me, but he killed many people.
I know that.
Killing Atai will not save the dead. If you can save Atai, save many people. So killing him doesn't solve the problem. And I was feeling something inside me. Then Mary told me this morning, as for you, you are no more a human being. Allow us human beings to deal with human beings. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you following what I'm saying? When you are a Christian and you see a sinner and you begin to kill the sinner, and insult and declare and say all kinds of things, you are not a Christian. You have not got the vision of the faith yet. You have not understood the faith yet. The Bible says you two were saved by what? Grace.
Baba, okay, we won't draw me no go kahewa iwa.
I'm feeling something inside me right now as I talk. If you understand how God loves man, whom he created in his image, for which cause Christ had to come and become a human being and die on the tree for a human being, including yourself. And then you can say somebody is a sinner and he deserves to be killed or things like that. You are not yet a Christian. You haven't got it yet. So, my creation. Man is a creation. So, you enjoy being man. Because a man will be this sorry for himself. Be sorry for himself.
And
he will curse God and say, but why did you create me? Why did I come? Why am I suffering? Why all this happening? He's cursing. And he'll be better sorry that he's done himself. Because all the things around him don't make him what? Happy. There's no liberty. There's no joy. There's no comfort. Nothing is working. And he will curse God. I said, why do you bring me to this world? When he begins to query and to scream and to agonize and even kill his fellow man because he's disappointed with man, he has disappointed with himself, and he can kill anyone because he doesn't care. Because he himself, he doesn't understand why he's there. He can destroy anything. It doesn't matter. God is concerned. And the Satan can use such a man to destroy others. And that is not what God intended man to be. That is not the man that was in the Garden of Eden. That is not our status in Garden of Eden. The relationship between the snake and man and the animals and man was different. Now there's enmity. So something had taken
place.
So the Lord told me this morning to tell you the meaning of redemption first. Before we come to consider even Kloma redemption, we must understand redemption. Why redeem? What does it mean to be redeemed? So tomorrow we'll discuss the Kloma redemption, but the Lord would have me discuss with you what is redemption in the first place.
Redemption.
And he gave me three things to share with you. You know, Brother Pastor, among theologians, they don't even want to talk about redemption again. But if you come to think of redemption, even theologians don't want to accept it again. So when you are talking about redemption, you may think that you are talking a politician language. So we want to come on redemption. So it's politician. It's Agbozo wants to be a politician. No.
Hallelujah.
I'm jumping. But the Lord will have me remind us. What was the status of man? In the Garden of
Eden.
And what brought his fall? And what we see man today. How we see human society today. How we see nations today. The basic cause is the fall of man in the Garden of
Eden.
We were created in the image of God, giving authority over all things. We were in authority, in power, and in glory. And sin made God reject us. And yet not reject us. He sent us out of the Garden of Eden. He He cursed us in the first place. He said, because you sin, you shall die. He created enmity between us and the serpent. And he told the people dwelling on earth, woe betide you, because the accuser of the brethren world is come on earth. So there's a kind of power that Satan has. He was able to seduce Eve through the serpent. Through the serpent. And man fell. And man was cursed. He became subject to death. He became subject to physical problems. Social problems. Economic problems. And relationship with the rest of creation. They became an enmity. But man who was given of full authority over all these things. The other day I was telling them in America.
America,
my brother pastor, look at the authority of Noah.
Why he was Noah?
God decided that he would restore the earth. And he said, I don't want to create things afresh. So I want to gather all kinds of what? Animals. And keep them in the ark. So that he doesn't have to start creation afresh. The Bible tells us that every animal came in what? Male and what? Female. So that they can continue with what? Procreation. But brother pastor, imagine the authority of Noah.
Say here he Noah.
That he built an ark.
Na
I don't know what sign he spoke. I don't know what God thought with the animals. But they went in pairs into the
ark. Say asenomi enyonyo.
Can you imagine that? The lion, a he lion and a she lion.
They
walk majestically. And they entered the ark. And there was a goat. And there was a sheep. Can you imagine that? And they didn't kill one another. Peace. 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 But I want you to visualize the authority and the glory of Noah at that time.
Singalane Odna. Noah.
You can imagine what we have lost. Man.
Addison.
Who was controlling all these things cannot stand before a lion now. And when he sees a snake, he's running. And even mosquito is an enemy.
You
see how we have fallen. We have fallen. I want you to see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I know you are seeing it. When God gave Noah authority, gather them. A certain glory came upon Noah. And Noah finished the ark. I said, I don't know whether it was a hissing sound or a word spoken. But God has given Noah what? Authority and what? Power. Gather them, and put them in the ark. Let me run away.
Matufobo, Aloma Jeno Ebo.
That's the church today.
Ojasa for one on it.
Who is the ark? Jesus Christ.
Meneji le Christo.
And God said we should gather all things to whom? Unto whom? Jesus.
Ne monke meni wa bwana twano ko nyaka wo Christo mi.
And he gave us authority.
Ne how hewam
give her power.
Hewa hewam ke blonya.
Just stand before all powers and all things.
No me mada hewam ke mutu panya.
All things under subjection at the feet of whom? Jesus.
No mongo no ko twano wo ka wo Christo ina esi na
ma. Jesus became the ark.
Lord Christo ba pe le
Noah did his.
Noah pe no.
But Abraham, you doing yours?
Bro, Abraham, won't go no payro.
Pastor, have you finished yours?
What's up, bro? No, nyalo.
There's a church in the world. Even remember this.
Asafo, kunga, jina pone ele no lo, ale kaya no lo.
Are we not standing in the position of Noah?
Pino wa dasinga Noah blohe olo.
Is the power giving us from above not sufficient to do this?
Behe wa minaka jeyo weke anwa cha pe pika waka machu no lo.
Yesterday we remember Luke chapter 10. And when the Bible also tells us that deliverance shall come from where? Zion. Is the church aware of this position? But Noah did.
So Noah pay.
It is out. The Lord told me that the redemption of man is Jesus Christ. I realized this morning, said, Jesus Christ is not the redemption alone, the redeemer alone.
In the Matthew Christ
last week I did a program at Tema, and I was telling them Jesus is not just our savior. But he is our salvation. There's a difference between the salvation and the savior. Jesus is our redeemer. But he's also what? Our redemption. He justifies us to become righteous. But he is our what? Righteousness. Since you are theologians or Bible students, I don't want to explain all this. But the Lord told me to tell you three things. For the sake of the human redemption, to bring man back and to creation back and to bring the Garden of Eden days back into reality. There is first the blood of Jesus Christ. There is first the blood of Jesus Christ. You understand it. The blood is for what? Remission of sins. Ephesians 1. From verse 7 through. You will see that. You are students. I don't want to be quoting you back and forth. But if you read the first chapter and then Hebrews chapter 9 and 10, especially chapter 9. You see the significance of the blood. In the redemption. You also see the sanctuary. I want you to do some homework. The Bible says, without what? The shedding of blood, there shall be no what? Remission.
But
there's a difference between the blood of an animal and the blood of a human being and the blood of whom? Jesus
Christ.
Jesus shed his blood to cancel that curse. To redeem the human soul from the sin and the curse of sin and the consequences of sin. That's why the blood was shed. So without the cross and the what? And the blood, there's no remission of sin. And there's no Christian message. So some of the churches that don't want to talk about the cross again
Lord,
are not in the faith.
Lord, as I go, man, I swear, I'm out to send to one of you. Let I beg me, carry me home.
They are not in the faith.
I beg, carry me home.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The cross.
Don't you all?
The blood.
Them war. Them war.
We are redeemed by the blood.
Akpowo. Them war.
Because Jesus shed that blood.
Aga Christo mwajama mwaka posi.
To atone for our sins.
Koneke maada wa eke mabu wa ya na mai.
And to cancel that curse.
Koneke mapo jama gbiemi.
That the soul that sins what? And it is redeeming of our what? Our spirit being. To cancel that word spoken. So that your soul can be what? Free. Yesterday I was telling you of that I am not what?
Diable.
And the Lord asked me to explain to you that the blood is the first and most important point in the redemption of man. And the more is also important for redemption of cities and nations. Because you know the blood is power. And you can take, you stand in the name and the blood of whom? Jesus. And you can command the blood upon a city or upon a situation. And the interlocking powers of conflict, persecution, oppression, and destruction can be loosened. So the blood does not only account for the remission of sin, but the structure of curses, condemnation, and things that are in the world that make it difficult for creation, for humanity and creation to enjoy the fullness of the reality of liberty and efficiency can be released.
So nyagbami kani na hawene adebo ne e na enene sumau ejebo su anobene ebonia kekala chope emapu.
I say you can stand by a river.
Wema dasinga pakohe.
And there are spirits in the river.
Nemu mikomenga pahe.
And the spirits are making it difficult for people to either cross or we have to make sacrifice or you can't do. I remember we had to deal with a river in Ejisu, a river. If you claim the blood, you can release that river from that power. So, see, the blood is not just for my sins alone, but every curse structure, every power structure against the true interest of creation can be destroyed. And that part, creation is what? Released from the curse. Because it is because God said, this shall happen. That's why he said, but the blood atones and the curse is cancelled. The redemption of Chroma, for example.
Lord Chroma, come here, can I hear me?
You must understand. That when we come to apply the blood, we can change things. Number two. The Spirit of Christ.
Christo Mumio.
God, Jesus is what? God, isn't it?
Christo,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
His Spirit is what? And his Spirit is sinless. So his Spirit is not subject to arrest or any power. A human being is weak. He is corrupt. He is weak. He is corruptible. He is mortal.
Egbuo
is weak.
Enyabe,
your spirit is weak.
Oh,
and when you meet spirits and you begin to fight them, you can't stand. They can overpower you. That's why witches and wizards and fetishes and powers can arrest a person. They can curse you. Call your name in some fetish house or something, and something happened to you. Because you are weak. You are weak. You are weak. You are corruptible. There can be something that can come pass your way, and then you fall, or you become corruptible. And then, because the soul that sins what shall die, and you are corruptible, therefore, what happens? You become weaker still. Even if you are strong as a spirit. There's something they can, Satan or men can what? Throw through your way and you fall. Because you are what? Corruptible.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Those of you who don't speak Igbo, please forgive me. But this one, I don't want him to interpret. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I mean, you are corruptible.
You
are weak in spirit.
And
Satan knows, and your enemies know that you are corruptible.
I'll
give you an example. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
President Clinton.
When
he wanted to be president,
there
were some people who decided that they were enemies of Clinton. And they had decided whatever happened, they would fight him. And they know that Clinton is weak. They tried everything they can get, but they know he is weak with women. So when he was getting his re-election, they decided that by all means they will get him done. They will get him this time. So the Lord told me, tell Clinton that some people have banded themselves together and they want to make sure that you fall. But my son,
baby,
if you remember me and call upon me, in your time of trouble, I will deliver you. And I want you to stand and make testimony of me, Jesus Christ, to the whole world. And if you do that, I too will deliver you. Nobody knew what we call Wedensky or whatever to come. But I wrote to Clinton and he replied and thanked me for the message. Then came who?
Lewinsky,
eh? Then came this woman.
Can I have you
and they made sure that Lewinsky got what? A job. And the enemies of who? Clinton made sure that the guy got a job where he can have access to whom? Clinton.
And
the guy knew what she wanted that she went to do. She made sure she seduced who? Clinton.
Ne
Clinton and greet him first.
Can I greet him, Gracie?
Greeting didn't necessarily have normal sex, but she greeted first anyway.
Chapika, I can na buamiko say no Gracie.
You are no children. You know the story. The woman kept the evidence in the freezer.
Neke wo freezer ko
waiting for the day.
Neke bro
that when they ask, she will give it as evidence.
Koneke abisio emangwe aleke maha.
Can you imagine this?
Omema kai nolo.
And this was done by whom?
Enemies.
And they made sure, and they wanted Clinton to be impeached so that he would what? Lose his position as what? President. Then I remember that the Lord promised him. And I wrote to him. I didn't get a response. But everything that I said, Clinton followed it. And they couldn't impeach him. Jesus Christ.
Christo
is what? A spirit.
It's
power.
I
follow down. He was weak. And also what? Corruptible. So he turned on the way. He went and hit his leg against what? Lewinsky. And he fell. Then the enemy got it as evidence. And look at the whole world became a witness. Can you imagine this? You are corruptible. Your enemies and even yourself will fall. It is not because you want to fall. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus said,
Lord Christ, okay.
So God made arrangement.
Can a man to a brother?
You must be born again. Receive a spirit.
So le mummy.
And he will give his spirit to you.
Can I get mummy mahamu?
And this spirit is sinless. Is strong. Is not corruptible. The spirit of Christ.
Christo mumio.
Everybody, what is it? The spirit of Christ. So you receive him. Ephesians 1:13 said, this is a guarantee of what? Our redemption. The spirit of Christ is put where? Yes. And what is done? The Holy Spirit steals it. And it's a deposit within us. And your human spirit may fall. But that in you will not what?
Fall.
Your sin may fall. Your mind may fail you. Your depression may fail you. But the Christ spirit in you will never fail. Death cannot touch it. Sin cannot touch it. So there's a support, a deposit of Christ.
Lord Christ will heal you.
So within this concept of Christ,
it's
an input of redemption. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
From Romans chapter 8, from verse 9 right through 16, we see up to 20 and 21, it talks about what? The liberty that is with the what? The children of God and all creation are waiting to enjoy this liberty, to come into the liberty. Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord, hey, Junko, in Christ of me. Lord, you are a chopping a boy, Kona, I'm a ban, I'm a ban, I'm a jomio.
And this liberty comes through whom? The Spirit of Christ.
Now, the Macomio, a bar, the Gon Christo, a mumiono.
Amen.
Amen.
So if the Spirit of Christ begins to take over.
Lord Christ,
as I say, If you present Christ to Asasewa, and Asasewa accept Christ,
all
spirits shall bow. When you present Christ to Asasewa, you are bringing redemption.
Okay, coming about.
We are bringing redemption.
Coming about.
So every power that has been taking control over what? Asasewa, that has been operating within Asasewa and making people to fall, to die, to have sicknesses, you present Jesus Christ, the Redeemer has come.
There are some
houses.
When
I was having a crusade in Koforidua,
there
are some houses madness.
There
are some houses barrenness.
There
are some houses the women never marry and the men never
marry.
And this whole generation upon generation are suffering from this, and there's no escape. Tomorrow we may talk about it. There is Yaka Nekulu.
Naji Yaka Nekulu.
How can we redeem it? God can arrest the spirit. How can we arrest that spirit? There must be a way out. There must be a way out. Because however you talk to the children, they have absorbed that word. Spirit. And the spirit of Yaka from Kroweki and otherwise is controlling them. But we have to arrest that power.
We have to
redeem that the Kroboman or the Krobo from that power.
And
present who to them? Jesus Christ. When you present Jesus Christ and they receive him, that power shall not operate again. The spirit of what? Christ. The third one is the name. Yesterday we discussed the name. And yesterday we know. At the mention of what? His name. And the name is power. The name is authority. I think you understand it very well. So the Lord told me this morning to share this with you alone today. About hope of redemption. It's in these three things. The blood.
More.
The name.
Beer.
Hey. The blood.
More.
The spirit.
Mumio.
And the name.
Gabriel.
Of Jesus.
Christo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have something in the name. I wanted. I wrote here that the name to confront spirits and powers. Yesterday we said, blessed is he that cometh what? In the name of the Lord. And Pastor, I wanted to read Matthew chapter 1 from verse 19 to
23.
Matthew chapter 1 from verse 19 to 10. You can read it for us, please. That is the only thing I wanted to discuss. I'll discuss the scripture with you because time is. Matthew 1, verse 19 to 23.
Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make.
Have you got the Dangbe one? Let me read the English and you take the Dangbe. Who can read the Dangbe? Oh, there's no Dangbe meant here. Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was murdered to put her away privilege. But while he thought on these things, it took him how many? Amen. While he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
Sebena Yosef ngamona ho tusuyo nyamche bafu je ehiku chonle nge ninami ne edeleke Yosef David nina koye beye kan oke Maria mahisi kan oyo hone ehene o ejemumukokom.
And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Emafobi nimu ne omawo lebiye ke Yesu ejakan emahe ema iwam kaje ahiyaya miome. Amen.
Yesterday we noted that there were many Jesuses before, but this Jesus is a different, a special Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yewa naka Christo mbaba onge se Christo nola ejisro kuko.
Not Christo. Jesus.
Jesus. Se Jesus nola ejisro kuko. Yesu. Yesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying. Verse 22. We haven't finished. The guy ran away.
Verse 21 again.
So, the meaning of Jesus, this Jesus, is that what? He will save his people from what? Their sins.
Lord Jesus, no,
so the name Jesus has a power to save from what? Sin.
Lord Christo Bia.
So when you are in a situation of sin, what do you do? You can call the name what? Jesus. And plead that your sin be what? Forgiven. And then, if it's granted, then the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, isn't it? It says what? If your sins are forgiven, then what will happen? The blood will be used what? To cleanse you. Any mark that the sin has left will be what? Washed.
Lord, man, I can
Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying.
Behold,
a virgin shall be with a child, and shall breathe of a son, and they shall call his name what? Emmanuel, which being interpreted is what? God with us.
Here ye you are kumana mukli na emafobinumu amachele ke Emmanuel. SCG Mauka Wonge.
So we see there is a name that deals with what? Sin.
Lama ne echuna yamieni.
And there's a name that assures us the presence of God. And all this, the name whom? Jesus. Or about Jesus. Whom? Jesus what? The Christ.
Christo.
So, whatever situation in which you find yourself, to obtain redemption. Yesterday we are told that He will hear when what? He will hear when we call in time of what? trouble. So in the blood, he will deal with what? Your sin. In the name Jesus, he will deal with the power of what? Sin. In the name Emmanuel, he will assure you that what? He is with you. So in this one person, in the name Jesus Christ, you have all kinds of what? Provisions to meet the situation. Redemption. Everybody say what? Redemption. The Lord asked me to explain to you redemption here. Not that we should just revisit redemption. So when we are coming to think of Kroma redemption, we should be able to understand what is possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And these three things are also weapons, isn't it? Our weapons are what? Mighty to the what? Pulling down of what? Strongholds. Our weapons are not what? Are not carnal. Of course, there is the word of God also when we come to weapons. But for the sake of redemption, we have what? The blood, the spirit, and the name of whom? Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I will take a few questions because this, the Lord wants us to come to bed.
Masoka matu brogbi okone na mwa na bene ma chonya ha. The point is that we are talking about redemption of Krobo.
Ni na jika wange kroma pomi emunyutuye.
At the same time that of Ghana. Na nation.
Nga lo mi ho Ghana ne jima.
And may I say biblically we are preaching it in a spiritual way, but it must manifest in the physical too, or in the social.
Nga Bible nyala wangala ya nga mumia je kone jikpo nga adesa eyamimi.
So this one I want to take it on the nation that since we have a nation also in vision as that of our country Ghana.
Na kawanga ngani namio wanga wa magana ho ngani namimi.
Then we need the political structure also for this redemption.
Kaka wa hia politics, logi,
and right now, our country accepts what we call pluralism. So we accept any religion and any faith, you know, in the country. But I think the main idea is that the people must come to believe our God. So that means redemption is taking place. So my question is that how can a nation who is being redeemed accept pluralism as a way of governance? How can we achieve this as a nation? Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think he's gone too far ahead. Today we are dealing with the redemption of man.
Man.
And all these problems he's talking about is man. So we want to get the basic redemption. When we understand it, then application will not be a problem. But to get him a bit, you know, if you have a nation called Ghana, and Ghana accepts God and His Christ,
Ghana is some mount a Christo.
And Ghana accept God and is cast as the God of the land.
Ne akpono kala ji mount as the banu.
Terrorism has nothing to do with that.
Lola, whatever there can
be pluralism on religious grounds. There can be pluralism on philosophical grounds. There can be pluralism on technological grounds. There can be pluralism on methodologies. There can be pluralism on strategies. There can be pluralism in connections or associations. But there can be a basic understanding that this nation is what? That is, if we agree that this nation is what? A Christian nation. The members can believe in anything.
But
as a nation, our God is the great
king.
Are you following what I'm saying? This is not the day. We can discuss that tomorrow. Amen. But there's no contradiction. I know there is a problem, and Christians, pastors, and theologians are asking this question.
The
question is that we must all agree that God, the Creator, is the God of the land. Now, the question will come as to whether this God is the same as Christ, or is Allah, or a dog. If they don't disagree with you about God the Creator, the half of the journey is what? It's over. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
As of whether we belong to a party, this party can be political party, may have, as long as this party doesn't say, as for us, we don't accept in what? God, and we are enemies of what? God, we are atheists, or we are humanists, and I want any God. This will be subject of what? Political what? Debate. And then we see where the nation will go, whether it is by plebiscite or whatever, by political manifesto or something, this will be decided. There's no contradiction at all. We'll come to that. They can go on and have an election and ask the people to vote for them because they don't believe in God. So they want the whole nation to accept them, and so that Ghana should not have what? God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If they succeed, then Ghana will change. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's what pluralism is about. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's why deliverance comes from where?
That's
why the church must be very vigilant about evangelism. So that we can win the nation for what? Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And when we have the whole nation, 80%, 70%, 90% are Christian, then somebody will come and say that he wants to change our faith or our belief. He can't do it. We'll come to that maybe tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. I also speak for the sake of Pastor asked about this pluralism. And you said that if there can be that kind of ideology and pluralism or all those things, but if we accept God as the God of our nation, that is it. I want to bring it with the example of Frederick Chaluba, 1995 or thereabout, when he became president. He stood on a national stadium and declared the nation as Christian nation. Immediately, things started working for them. But when he started drifting, it affected the nation. So in this case, who should accept or admit God as a Christian or as of the nation? Is it the church or the leaders of the states? No. So, yeah.
I think you are going too much ahead. Maybe this is what your problem is. Tomorrow we shall do it.
Again, I can just go and you're
with the redemption of man.
Praise the
Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we are talking as what? We are talking as
Christians.
Who have been given what? Authority.
And
power.
And what?
Commission.
Careful. Hello,
not just the authority and not just what? The power. But what? Commissioned to make this word real. So if you are not convinced in your heart, you can never be it. That's why the Lord would help her to understand what it means by what? Redemption first. So you understand your responsibility towards humanity, towards creation. And that's the will of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The will of God towards what? Humanity and towards what? Creation. And creation is yearning for liberation. And he doesn't know how to do it. And he thinks it's pluralism or non-pluralism or populism. But you have been given mandate and charged and given authority and said, go and redeem the people for me. So let us be convinced today. Let us not hear other voices. Let us be converted, convinced, and committed to the call of God upon our lives and in the scripture. If we understand and I believe that redemption is in what? The blood, what? The spirit, and what? The name of Jesus, then when we talk about God, we have no problem saying God is equal to whom? Christ, and Christ is equal to what? God. We will have no problem. And we will declare it anywhere. It's not a philosophical problem, but it's also philosophical. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's a spiritual problem, but even you can take it philosophical.
There's
no abandonment of philosophy. If you abandon a little bit or you amend it, you reject the whole philosophy. The fact is that God wants mankind, all creation to what? To redeem. And his kingdom shall come. And his will be done where? On the earth. As it is where. And who has been given that authority? The church.
So
God wants us to understand what is redemption in the first place. You have to deliver the whole of the people from the control of Satan and from their minds and spirit being controlled by what? Sin and the condemnation of what? Death. This has to be taken as a national or a social or a cultural or a spiritual what? Responsibility.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm happy he mentioned Chiluba. And you can even forget about Chiluba and talk about England or Europe. They prospered when they accepted, isn't it? And they have led the world, isn't it? Today they have departed. What is happening there? They are being held by technology. Technology is not God. Are you what I'm saying? Yes.
And technology cannot redeem man. Technology cannot save from sin.
It cannot. Save from
it cannot. The anguish of a soul, yearning for redemption and yearning for liberty and peace, no technology can send it. Psychoanalysis cannot do it.
Only
Jesus
Christ.
We need as Christians to understand.
So even
though I said tomorrow, I think you have asked the question at the right time. Because we must have that basic and solid understanding and position before we can launch out. I told you that God is wise. Yesterday, the message the Lord gave me, it beat my mind. He introduced us. And this morning he told me, discuss redemption first. Before you come to the redemption of what? Kloma. Can't you see that God is wise? I love that man. My God. Brethren, let's understand redemption. Man from sin, from death, from his weaknesses, from the control of Satan, from the curses, from immortality and his what? Corruptibility and all. Man to be renewed and make afresh in the second Adam. And a new thing after that. We're going back to where? Garden of Eden. You know, it's a beautiful thing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Then his mind will be liberated.
And this,
where hope lies is his question. And hope will not be in himself anymore. Nor his ideas. But whom? God. Let me, tomorrow maybe you'll do, but let me take Chinee for a bit. When Chiluba announced that, is it Zimbabwe? Zambia.
Zambia
was a Christian. I say it will fail.
I said
it will never happen. Know why? You don't just make sit down and pronounce. Just go and pronounce that this is what? A Christian nation.
No matter, no Christopher.
Then there are forces that what? Needed what? To be contended with. The spiritual forces have not been taken care of where? In the nation. The man himself may not even be a Christian yet. He himself may not be a Christian yet. His commitment to Christ, it may not be strong. When he faces temptation or trial, it is not Jesus, but himself, his political power, his position, what is important, and not Jesus Christ.
No,
he's not a Christian yet. To be, and has God appointed him and made him so, he just won popularity. And he did it to get a bow. But and as soon as he said that, I said, no, it will never happen. And people came from America and they were excited that there's a Christian nation where in Africa, and they came and organized conferences. I know some people, some groups, and it was in newspapers all over the place. I was laughing. And these were Christians and genuine. But I laughed.
Say more.
It didn't take long.
They carry.
Now they want to put it into prison. The corruption I'm talking about, he has not taken care of it. Are you following what I'm saying? The last one. God has chosen Ghana.
Mount Lagana.
And it will not be Chiluba. Ghana is a chosen nation.
Ghana,
so I'm sitting there watching. Nigeria, they all say, but I know it will never happen.
Nigeria can
but, Ghana is the place.
Ghana give my
here on it. Ghana says so.
Hey, Ghana Dejan.
Ghana attempt.
The Ghana plan.
The whole of Africa will change.
Africa,
the world will change. What can see?
Blono here.
From this year, it's over.
Ghana
is chosen.
Ghana alone.
He shall reign over his people, and he'll be their God. He shall reign over his people.